Jesus describes himself with reference to the sign of Jonah. Remember Jonah? 3 days and three nights engulfed by a whale, or sure bet, captivating tomb, after fleeing an assignment given him by God. Certainly, after liberation, he wouldn't make that mistake a second time. But lo and behold, a second assignment sends him to evangelize the nasty and godless people of Nineveh. But to everyone's surprise, they are turned from their former ways. The king of Nineveh feels compelled in gratitude to lead a type of Ash Wednesday liturgy that, of course, highlights prayer, fasting, and conversion. Jonah, however, struggles with this and isn't buying into any part of this people's transformation, and just wants God to strike that nation down. Instead, God shows mercy and forgiveness, reflecting upon poor Jonah the reason he is frustrated. He hasn't yet learned about mercy. Jesus is, of course, much greater than any of Jonah's preaching or testimony. But signs and sacraments, friends, always point and guide believers to someone deeper and more profound. Jesus, who at the center of creation is the truest and complete sacrament of God. And Mother Church, who is the sign and sacrament of Jesus, calls her members to become convincing sacraments as well of Jesus. We move in that direction by accepting ongoing transformation and bringing love and mercy to others, turning away from and discarding anything in our lives not representative of our Lord. From the sacramental exercising of our baptismal vocation, our confirmation graces, and Most Holy Eucharist, we give representation of our authentic identity as children of God. In our practice of reconciliation and healing, we project the humility of God on a world so in need of peace. And with our devotion to marriage or in single state and in holy orders, we faithfully kneel before others in service.